Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Collins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Maddock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Claude Passo. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike McCormick. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Maury Arnovich. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Myers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Walters. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bucky Walters. And now, play ball. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters juggles the ball. That's an error on Walters. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCormick moves to second. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lieber. Lombardi reaches second base with a double. McCormick scores. McCormick goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Reds. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a pop-up towards short. Maddock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich hits a line drive towards short. Maddock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCormick. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Frey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nicholson scores. It's 2-1, Reds. Bobby Mattek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Collins moves to second. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mattek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hack for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCormick settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on McCormick. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-1 in the game. Lieber hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCormick bunts towards the mound. Passo fields it and throws to first for the out. Werber moves to second. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lombardi takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripple hits a fly ball towards center. Lieber settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Lieber. Werber scores. Lombardi moves to third. Ripple moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Reds. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Arnovich hits a pop-up towards short. Mattek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Nicholson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Lombardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-1 in the game. Gleason hits a line drive into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0-for-1 in the game. Frey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Passo. Frey moves to second. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-1 in the game. Myers bunts towards the mound. Passo fields it and throws to first for the out. Frey moves to third. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frey scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Reds. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maddock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 0-for-1 in the game. Passo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Werber. Passo moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Passo moves to third. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herman strikes out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCormick moves to third. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock fields it and throws to home to get McCormick. Lombardi moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Arnovich hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a line drive into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 2 in the game. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0 for 2 in the game. Gleason hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lombardi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walters hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lieber. Werber reaches second base with a double. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maddock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Passo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lombardi hits a line drive into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maury Arnovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arnovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Arnovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Passo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards second. Frey scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Frey for the out. One out. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0-for-2 in the game. Myers hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walters hits a line drive into left field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-3 in the game. Lieber hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCormick. Lieber reaches second base with a double. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCormick scoops it up and throws to first, with Walters covering, for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-3 in the game. Gleason hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCormick. Gleason reaches second base with a double. Lieber scores. It's 4-2, Reds. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Bob Collins. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gleason moves to third. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maddock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gleason scores. D'Alessandro moves to second. It's 4-3, Reds. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Claude Passo. Joe Beggs now pitching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Arnovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. D'Alessandro scores. There goes Maddock trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's Cubs, 4, Reds, 4. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Vance Page now pitching. Gabby Hartnett now catching. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCormick bunts towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Herman covering, for the out. Werber moves to second. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McCormick takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Werber scores. McCormick moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.